NAWB mobile.
Node 2586 connected to W8UM VHF. Node 2586 disconnected. Node 2586 connected to W8UM VHF. Node 2586 disconnected.
KE8OOZ testing. A7YET stroke 2,
is anyone available for a signal to report?
A7YET stroke 2, listen.
All right, QSD, 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 good evening, everyone. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I'll be med control for tonight's University of Michigan's Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net. This is held on the W8UM repeater and Echolink and All-Star. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed amateurs. You do not have to be affiliated with the University of Michigan to participate. Break for time. The W8UM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF, Echolink, and All-Star. I will take check-ins in the following order. First, short-time mobile and portable stations, then Echolink stations, then All-Star stations, and finally all other stations. New hams are especially welcome to check in. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now. Any short-time mobile or portable stations? Last call. Do we have any Echolink stations? Echolink stations, please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Whiskey Victor.
88PWB, Mike, you're the top of the list. Do we have any other Echolink stations? Please call now. Do we have any All-Star stations? Please call now. Do we have any stations anywhere wishing to check into the Sunday Night Net? Please call now.
Charlie 8, Tango Oscar, Don.
Bravo 8, Oscar, India Sierra, John.
AIVC8TO, Don, followed by KB8OIS, John. The number of stations checking into this net is asymptotically going to zero. So let me issue another call. Any stations wishing to check in to the W8UM Sunday Night Net, please call now.
So, yes, excuse me.
Okay, Matt, WSAU, you're barely readable. Lots of static on it. So let me go to the top of the list and go start with KE8PWB. followed by ACATO. Mike, how are you this evening?
WA4, DSR, and the small group tonight. Good evening. Mike, KE8, PWV. On Echolink, my location is probably, it's coming in really choppy here, so I probably got low bandwidth or something like that. And I suspect it's also going into the repeater that way, so I'll just simply say I'll monitor and wish everybody a good evening. KE8, PWV, back to net control. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you. Perfect copy here. You're absolutely perfect copy on RF. No problems whatsoever. If you have longer comments you wish to make, I'll send it back to you. WA4DSR.
Incredibly nice of you, Pat. Glad to hear that it's good copy. Again, I'm not right near the home QTH, so getting a lot of choppiness here on my end. But thank you. Not much really to report. Got the HQ with me, but I'm able to get into the repeater here tonight. No, not much else going on. I was hoping to bring some study material with me to work on some extra exam questions, but that's coming to an end here real quick for this cycle, so I probably won't make before the cutoff for the next exam. What else? That's about it. Somebody bequeathed me a vertical antenna multiband. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm going to see if I can get all the components together and get it set up. So back to you, Pat. Thank you so much for giving me another opportunity. KE8PWV back to WA4DSR.
Okay, Mike, solid copy on that, 100% solid copy. And good luck with the new antenna and on the exam. So next up is ACATO followed by KD8OIS. Don, all frequencies are yours.
Thank you, Pat. ACATO Don. I don't know. The numbers do seem to be down. I mean, today may be Mother's Day and such. I don't know. Although it seems like we have pretty much the same core group every time. But I'll keep checking, and I don't want to make an asymptote of myself or something. But, not too much. I've been, my radio stuff, I'm trying to sort of balance out my working at a different HF band. So my early days, I did a ton on 20 and 17 and then neglected them. And so now I actually have fewer total contacts on those than the other bands. So I'm kind of going back and filling in. And band conditions have been all over the map. They were lousy during the week. Then yesterday I got like 50 contacts. So who knows? But I'll keep at it. I know Field Day is coming up next month, too, so that should bring some interest to the area. That's it for me. ACATO, back to net.
Don, thanks for the update. And, we do hope we get some more people here soon. Next up is KD8OIS, followed by WSAU. John, anything, any news on the shack?
KD8OIS. Yeah, Pat, a few things. The repair group, we took the week off last week, but we'll get back together Tuesday. So that's obviously open to anybody who wants to come up and tinker around with some of the repair projects we've got going on. Probably the biggest news, W8UM call sign is going to be used for the expedition down to, or up to Svalbard Island. We've got one of our members going up there. He's gone through all the paperwork, so listen for W8UM on the DX Summit, and hopefully you'll make a contact with him. He does plan to do all modes, FT, 8, sideband, and CW. I don't have the precise dates, but I suspect he'll be leaving probably, not this week, but probably next weekend. I believe Peter will be posting the updates on our QRZ page. Right now the QRZ page was out of date with old contents, but I believe Peter's going to start updating it with all the de-expedition stuff. So it's pretty exciting for the club, W8UM. Back to you, Pat, KB8OIS.
Thank you, John. Olvart, that should be quite interesting. I hope he looks out for the polar bears. Otherwise, yeah, that would be really neat to have the WAUM call sign on it, the expedition. Good stuff. Finally, on this first round through is WSAU Matt. Matt, I was going to touch the Aero DMR machine last night when you were running the net, but I couldn't transmit. Well, I could transmit, but I obviously wasn't getting into the repeater. But I was able to copy most of the net if I stood up on the second floor of my house and held the HT above my head. So anyway, Matt, what do you have for us tonight?
I was running it with a radio still on my outdoor antenna. It seemed like when I tried it with an HT for my house, it seemed to at least authenticate back and forth, and seemed like it was getting in. But I haven't tried running it from an HT yet. But I'm also probably like 3/4 of a mile closer than you are, so that probably helps a lot with HT coverage. Since I think it's on a relatively low antenna. The first thing I was going to say is it's interesting that this net is kind of has fewer check-ins, because the DMR net last night had, I think, about 7 check-ins, which is more than it's had in quite a while. I think there was a time when we were getting close to 10 for a while, but especially with the various repeaters going off the air and not being able to call it consistently and that sort of thing, the attendance had kind of fallen off. I was happy to see a bunch of people checking in last night, a couple of them after I had already closed the net, but anyhow. And the other thing is that my antenna project, or my issue with my TV antenna, where the top bracket is twisted, I fabricated a bracket to be able to attach 2 guy lines to it to guy it just in that one plane, which I think will solve the problem. I still kind of think that it may have just been aligned in just the right way that it just started oscillating pretty violently with the wind in just the right direction at one time. So I'm not sure that it's going to keep doing that even if I don't guy it, but I think the guying probably will dampen that oscillation, change the frequency, and probably keep it from doing it yet. Anyhow, thanks for running that. WSAU, back to that.
Hey, Matt. Sounds good. Hope the guying solves your problem. And also, thank you for running the DMR net. I suspect if I was a bit closer and had any sort of directional antenna, even when I could hang from the ceiling of my room, I might get through. So anyway, with that, we've been through the net, through the list once. Do we have any new check-ins or rechecks? Any new check-ins or rechecks for the WAUM Sunday night net? Please call Net Control WA4DSR now.
CATO recheck.
CATO, John, go ahead.
Yeah, since I subscribed to some of the DX newsletters and things, I thought I'd look for that Svalbard thing, and information is a little bit sparse, but apparently the main place they're posting their news is DX World, and that's our website, DX-World, so DX-WRLD.net. And it just says they'll be operating for a short period in May 2026, so that's this month. And not very clear who or what or precisely when, but that would be the place to look for. Hopefully there will be some more news out there. So it's dxworld.net. That's all I could find. I checked all my newsletters and everything. You know, joys of computers, you can rapidly search 100 PDFs and nothing else. So I'll be watching for them, but who knows. That's it for me, ACATO.
John, I got the website, and I'll go see what I can find. I assume that's going to be in DX Arctic Antarctica there, but we'll see how successful and hope people are able to work them. Do we have any new check-ins or rechecks? Any new check-ins or rechecks? Please call WA4DSR now.
Radio, one last word.
Don.
It's actually in Europe, not Arctic Antarctica. I found it, but what little I had was from there, so it's in Europe, ACTO.
Any other check-ins?
No.
Okay, with that, and I found the Svalbard thing under Europe. With that, it's 16 minutes past the hour. We have a total of 4 check-ins. At this rate, we'll be down to 0 in probably about 4 weeks. So we hope it's just a Mother's Day effect. But anyway, thanks everybody for checking in tonight. And hope you have a productive week. And talk to you all next weekend. WA4DSR clear.
Mobile.
Node 2586 connected to W8UM VHF.
NAWVW6.
NAWV mobile.
I had a radio that was tuned to a different frequency that was picking this up, so it sounded really staticky. What's happening?
We're driving back from Heather's folks, and we're more than halfway back, so this is getting closer. Tom, we got a room in Dayton and all that week and a half ago, and been meaning to tell you and try to coordinate with you on that, but I don't know if it's too late now or what, but yeah, we got a room in Dayton for like 3 nights, I think, or 2 nights.
Oh, okay. I guess that kind of fell off my radar. Where are you guys staying?
I think it's Motel 6. It's either Knights Inn or Motel 6. And we, we were on the phone. I think we investigated for about 2 hours before we made a decision. And it kind of fell off of my radar just because of how busy I've been with work, so I really meant to inform you the next day or the same night if you're, but we, anyway. So I think it's been a whole week since we did that.
Okay, no sweat. I guess, I really hadn't thought about it. So let me poke around. Flights might be a little prohibitive at this point.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get you an email the place we're staying at tonight when I get back.
Yeah, okay. I should be able to find it if you just, just send me the name of it or whatever. That'll work.
Do that. I also haven't heard of Dave. Is Dave going to be in the same campground he was in last year, you know?
I've actually not talked to him about Dayton, so I don't know if he's going to be there or not.
Okay. I haven't heard him on the radio at all. I've linked him several different times, including that one time that we ended up unlinking him, but I haven't heard him in a while again. Same with LBT. I think LBT is connected, but he's not been on in a week or so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got back and got busy with the house and stuff like that, so that's what... That's where my head's been at. Okay, cool. Well, yeah, send me that if you don't mind when you guys get back, and then I'll take a peek. But I'm gonna run for now. I'll check in later on. So maybe I'll talk to you then. And it'll be DW6NHA.
Sounds good. W6NHA and it'll be V mobile. clear and listening. And 8LDV.
Node 2586 disconnected.